This is a Civitas Capital update. Supporters of the Racial Justice Act are displaying a lot of anger over the vote Wednesday to amend the act. They say passage of the changes was appalling and the state took a step back in racial justice. The act allows death row inmates to challenge a death sentence citing racial bias. The amendment approved this week would narrow the use of statistics to claim racial bias. It goes back to the Senate for concurrence. A group of relatives of murder victims held a press conference to denounce the vote. Pat McCoy's sister was killed in Spokane, Washington 40 years ago. He said the vote this week reminded him of the bias he experienced in his youth in North Carolina. Growing up in Fayetteville, McCoy said the debate reminded him of signs directing blacks where to sit in movie theaters and KKK signs. A Michigan state report on racial statistics of the death penalty is used to show more blacks are sentenced to death than white suspects. Republican Representative Tim Moore said even the authors of the study told lawmakers the statistics didn't prove racism. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.